Greetings! You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads. This is volume 177. This is part two of the 2019 highlights episode brought to you by myself and special guest, Lance Consett.
That's me.
Lance is here. If you haven't heard part one, what are you doing listening to part two? Go back.
Yeah, don't sort by new. Come on.
I mean, this is going to be the Empire Strikes Back of
That's true.
We Own This Town podcast.
That's true. But it's definitely not going to be the Die Hard 2 of this We Own This Town podcast.
So yeah, we are going through highlights of releases from the Nashville area, and that is very clearly specified as not best of.
No, highlights. Stuff that we thought was cool.
Yeah, stuff that we just want to call out. We both have very long playlists that we culled from to make these selections, and both feel bad that we can't play everything.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there's just so many great artists out there. I will add the caveat again that I did in the last episode that I run a record label called YK Records. YK Records released at least six records of local musicians this year that are not included on here because we both made eight selections total, which would really put me in a bind. But I love my YK artists. Please check them out, ykrecords.com. That's the bit of nepotism I've earned. Get to promote my own stuff. It's really great. Yep. Please, go check out Mute Group, Patrick Damphier, The Robes, Stone Jack Jones, The Medium, and Fetching Pails.
Also, Makeup and Vanity Set. Did you put out that one?
I didn't put that out.
You didn't put out that one.
But Makeup and Vanity Set is on my short list because Makeup and Vanity Set put out like six records this year.
Yeah.
And they're all wonderful.
Yeah. That dude is crazy prolific.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So if you don't know Makeup and Vanity Set, do go look him up. He's crushing it.
If you ever have something where you need to focus like really hard for a couple of hours and you want music that is just going to be like in your ears and like encouraging you to focus, like make him in Vanity Set all the way.
Yeah. He put out a record. It was a soundtrack to a short film that was the director and most of the people on the production and the actors were all deaf. And he put out a soundtrack to this, and it is wonderful.
Yeah.
The final track on that record, I believe, is like it's 11 minutes. It's so good. I really wanted to put it on my selections for this, but putting on an 11-minute song seemed like maybe a bit much. So we're just going to dive into selections. This is part two, as we said. I'm going to start this week because I know that the final song from Lance is a great one to go out on.
Yep.
So we're just going to dive right in. So here it is, diving in.
Save me, ride or see him.
was Damsel from Twin off of their debut album Awestruck, released on French Kiss Records back in September of 2019. Last episode, when we were playing our first set of selections, Lance played Ghost by Bleary, and I feel like this is a good partner for that track. They both kind of like have this big sound, and they kind of have a shoegaze influence in some parts. They're kind of weird in some parts, and it's just captivating.
Yeah, for sure. Also, a band I saw at Spewfest, not this most recent one, but I believe the one prior, a band that is just like transfixing live. They're very, very good live.
Yeah, I saw them at the Five Spot one time, just like, oh, what's this band going to be like? And just literally could not look away.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And they got signed to French Kiss, and they've been touring the nation and I believe all of Europe as well. Like, they're really blowing up.
Yeah. And hard pressed to imagine a band that is more deserving. Like, that band has been at it for a while and has been putting out just great songs.
Yeah.
And this debut LP is a culmination of all that work. And I'm so glad to see other people being able to have the opportunity to enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, I think what a wonderful representation of Nashville.
Yes.
To like be making it out into the world. This is a Nashville band. I know they're not natives, but we don't need to make that caveat. They're from here and they are representing like the kind of sound that can come out of Nashville.
Absolutely.
Which speaks to the point that you made in the prior episode, like Nashville indie rock is getting a little weirder.
Yeah.
This is kind of a weird record in a lot of ways, but that's not a, you know, pejorative. It's definitely a huge compliment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos that go along with this record and promo, and they're fantastic. They're just so bizarre. Like, faces painted full red, dirt bikes flying through the air, really just like kind of artfully done in a way where like, what does this mean? But you can't look away.
Yeah.
So I've probably listened to this record more times than I can count. It's just really, really good.
Yeah.
So good job, Twin. Also, T-W-E-N, the likelihood of someone mispronouncing that, just an extra little bonus.
Real fun for a podcaster. Yeah.
All right, let's go into Lance's first selection of episode 2.
Oh,
that was Hari, as opposed to Hari the band. Another record put out on Cold Lunch Records.
Yeah.
Yeah. Members of Hari, I believe, were also in this band Shy Guy from years ago. I believe that to be true, not just because those are bands that sound very similar. I love that record.
Same.
I saw them at Record Store Day, which was on my birthday this year at Vinyl Tap. And I love shoegaze bands. I have a playlist, on a Spotify playlist called Summertime Goth, which I think that song would fit in very well onto. And it's just like this cool, like, it's not meandering, but it fills up space. Like, I feel like that song fills up a lot of space, which is a really interesting sound that I'm really drawn towards.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is similar to, not in a direct overlap, but that Bleary song again. Like, I feel like the Bleary and the Hari albums that Cold Lunch put out are like cousins in a way. Like, they both kind of call back to an era of like Echo and the Bunnymen, the Church kind of thing.
Yes, 100%. It's like all those songs that you heard in Donnie Darko. Like, that, like, it's that.
Yeah, for sure.
And that song's called When the Light Gets In. I don't think I said that.
Yeah. They put out a single called Numb from this record that was my introduction to it, and I really love it. So I think both this and Numb, and probably the whole EP. You really can't pick a bad entry point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Big fan, and the album art's pretty awesome, too. So, crushing it. All right. Gonna do another one of my selections here. This one, pretty different.
All right.
Inherit the sins of my mother. I will bury. psychology to separate me and shroud me in obscurity. I'll bury. I will not inherit the sins of my father or inherit the sins of my mother.
All right, that was Bury This Heirloom from Ziona Riley, whose name I am absolutely butchering, I'm sure. Any name that starts with a Z, I'm probably not going to do great with. Off of the EP, Not Too Precious. And I understand that is not generally the kind of music that I play on this show or even listen to generally in my life. However, Nashville is a songwriter's town, and I feel like the lyrical content of this is just phenomenal. I will not inherit the sins of my father. I am the heroine of my made-up story. There's so many lines from this that you could pluck out, and they're really powerful. It also helps to contextualize Ziona in that she is in Heinous Orca, which is just a wonderful weirdo punk band with a ton of energy. And this is as folky and like Joanna Newsom-y as you can get.
Yeah, I was going to say this sounds like something that like Drag City would put out. Like Joanna Newsom.
I saw her open for Fetching Pails at the same show that Craven played.
Yes.
And her voice carries live perfectly. Like it's just, it's really impressive. The reason I included it in my list is because I feel like for a town that's all about songwriting, you gotta put in a track that is crippling in its delivery. Like, this is such a fine example of what everyone should be striving for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it also isn't necessarily what I listen to all the time either, but I will from time to time pull out, like, a Bill Callahan record or a Joanna Newsom record and just sit and focus really hard on the lyrics. I'm not a lyrics person. Like, I have to actually focus on the lyrics for them to, like, absorb in. And yeah, this definitely fits into that category. It takes you aback.
I'm such a lyrics guy. Is that an odd thing? I feel like most people don't care about lyrics. They're just like another instrument.
That's how it is for me. And I think I'm the weirdo in this case.
I don't think so. I've heard that from so many people that like you got to come back to the lyrics.
This is a contentious point between my wife and I, because my wife is very much a lyrics person.
Yeah.
And she is a musician and she has much more of an ear than I do. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I like it.
Sometimes that's enough.
Yeah.
I will also say that I, in my Bandcamp browsing, saw this and was like, oh, what's this going to be? My expectations were kind of low. I knew what the instrumentation was basically going to sound like. And, you know, it won me over, which is not easy. Like, if I'm going to listen to a song and I'm already going in with like kind of like chip on my shoulder expectations, for it to win me over is a big deal, particularly because if a song doesn't do something for you in like 30 seconds.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. So Ziona, I'm sorry to butcher your name, but thank you for the track. It's phenomenal. It's great. And I can't wait to see what you do solo and with Heinous Orca. And pretty good transition into the next track, I think.
Speaking of songwriters.
Yeah.
Here's a songwriter for you.
Some of them would leave me laughing in their way. Some of them wouldn't lay me low. One of them likes to make my heart to break. This was a different kind of love. For some of them I knew it best to hesitate. Some I've never seen again. Some at the end they wanna be your friend. This was a different kind of love. Sometimes the only solace I can find are my dreams. Can I get unstuck? Is it way too much? I need a different kind of love.
Different Kind of Love by Adia Victoria off her album Silences. Adia, we were talking about songwriters. Adia Victoria is an incredible songwriter and has just an astonishing voice too.
Yeah.
Also, that song is basically a Nick Cave song, like through and through.
That is
a Nick Cave song. And man, I am always so astonished whenever I hear her music. It is so interesting and so like menacing and dark and sinister.
Yeah.
And it's like so easy to listen to. Like, I can't get enough of that record and that song in particular.
Yeah, we played Parkalette Road from this record back when it was released and loved it. I mean, the record is great. It is sinister and dark, and she's very influenced by the blues, I think, is like a very open thing that
she
speaks about. And I don't think that shows.
Like,
maybe I'm not enough of a blues guy. Maybe I'm more of a blues hammer kind of guy. But, you know, I think she's maybe modernizing and contextualizing contemporary, whatever words you want to use for it, into a way where maybe it is the blues, but it's just so fresh.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she's definitely channeling a kind of like cultural heritage. And she's definitely doing it all her way. It is unmistakably Adia Victoria.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh yeah, Adia Victoria plays the blues, you know? It is all just like enmeshed along with all these other influences into this really powerful package.
Yeah, she did an EP a couple years ago that was like French songs, sort of like reimagined in her style. That was awesome. It was so interesting. And I think she did this record with Aaron Dresner of The National.
Mm-hmm.
Cool collaboration.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Also, I love anything with a kind of creepy saxophone in it.
Who are you talking to? I love that. Great record. Definitely one of those that probably should be listened to start to finish.
Yes, for sure.
Like, it's an album.
It is an album. Yeah, and there is no reason in the world why Adia Victoria shouldn't be, like, massively famous. Like, those are incredible songs.
Yeah, and I think she's chipping away at it.
I think so.
I think before too long that won't be an issue at all.
Yeah,
she'll definitely be huge. Wasn't there a big scene story with her that she wrote in the last couple months?
Oh yeah, she wrote about gentrification in her neighborhood.
Yeah.
and how everything is changing for the worse in her neighborhood, and it's pushing out the people who are not, who've been living there forever, who can't afford a $500,000 or $1 million home. And yeah, she wrote a very, very powerful essay for The Scene about gentrification. And if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. It will make you feel very bad about the city, but also it will give you really good perspective about what it's like to be a person in a marginalized community where there are developers coming in and just turning it into ticky-tacky.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of people in the realms that I kind of deal in most of the time complain a lot about New Nashville.
Yes.
But that essay really just like puts it in a new light that makes New Nashville not just be like, oh, this is a crappy strip mall, or this is a dumb tall and skinny. It's like, this is a real people problem.
It's life or death.
And so maybe not the most positive note to remark about here, but if we're talking about 2019 highlights, that is one to take note of.
Yeah, that is something that is happening in our city this year and for sure, but also, the previous years. Mm-hmm. And developers are already starting to figure out that Dickerson Pike has the best view of downtown Nashville. Yep. And it makes me nervous for all of the things that are there already. And,
well, those things are happening for sure.
Yeah.
Like, those developments are definitely happening. And I think, as we go into 2020, we should be aware of that. And I'm not going to tell you all to go to city council meetings, but maybe go to city council meetings and be aware of these things. That was our little political stint here on We Own This Town Music. We care about the city. We know that it will thrive with diversity, not just development. Okay, let's go into another song. Really, you set that one up, didn't I? Okay, so here we go.
Scarcely understand, yet we walk into the light. After everything we've seen, we still believe that we are free, yet we sing the song of our chains. It's been said that the people will be free. The sounding of the horn becomes the bending of the tree. The dove will be held down by the singing summer breeze inside the light that fills God's mind. From the make up a crown. Where were you when love was born? Where was love when we were we'll
That was It's Been Said by Thad Kopeck off his album Sinter. And that was released in March of 2019. The reason I picked that is because I think it's a really interesting album to come out of Nashville.
Yeah, super interesting.
That does not sound like Nashville.
Yeah.
Like, even if we're talking about the indie rock scene or any of those things, it still doesn't fit into that mold. Feels like Chicago? Sure.
Sure.
New York? Sure. But not really a Nashville thing. It's a really delicate album. A lot of great layering, a lot of organic kind of instrumentation with a lot of instrumental electronic instrumentation. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. His voice is really cool. His compositions are really cool. Beyond that, which that should be enough, but he's also doing a lot of production work.
Yeah.
And involved with a lot of other artists in town.
Thad Kopeck is known to me as somebody who's, you know, involved in the pop scene in Nashville. So he produced a song with Bantug. He has worked with Bio. I think he and Danielle Mason have been, you know, done like co-writes or things like that. Like, so he's very involved in the pop scene as well, which is probably also speaks to why that record is so interesting. He's crossing through a lot of different genre lines. Which is fascinating.
Yeah, he did an EP with Cale Tyson this year. They did like a collab EP.
Yeah.
But wild that they did that in the singles that you mentioned. I don't know. He's just like kind of one of those, I hate to use sort of such a buzzworthy phrase, he's like a producer to watch. You know?
Sure, yeah.
I think Jake Davis also falls into that camp, doing a lot of very different work, but it's someone whose every project they're involved with is really interesting and really varied.
For sure, yeah. And you know, and a person who is involved in music, who he might not be like the artist on the track, but his touch is felt. Like Jeremy Ferguson from Battletapes.
Yep.
Like, he has been that person in Nashville and like the indie rock and like the rock scene for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so interesting following those producers, those people who are behind the boards a little bit, and seeing like how are they influencing this. And,
yeah,
like, it's fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. From the last episode with one of your selections, that's Saint Pressure, probably very similar scenario.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, so Thad Kopeck's also known for having like really elaborate stage settings when he plays live. Like, he really dresses the stage with flora and fauna and kind of makes it this like scene. You know?
As a photographer, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, that's going the extra mile in a way that really like pulls your audience in a way that it's so subtle. Like, if you just put a bunch of fake flowers in front of the stage before you play, you've made a statement before you even start.
So you heard it here on We Own This Town Bands. Buy a cactus.
Yeah.
Buy a cactus, put it on stage.
For sure. Agreed. All right. So now we're getting into the final selections here.
Yes.
We're in the back end.
The back end.
We're going to go into your second to last selection. You ready?
I am.
Excuses is tools of incompetence. You either gon' get it or not. Piss or get off the pot. My effort's been boosting my confidence. Losing a lot of friends. Honestly, I just been locking it. Finding my wild within. Conquering mountain. Put 10,000 hours of training through storm and the rain. Niggas still doubt me. I know that the validation be for busters. Know that most conversations don't be public. Pillow talk, pissing off and discussing how the next nigga out here be hustling. All of that hating gon' get you some money. Pour up libations, got jacked with the honey. You know the vibrations, you know how we coming. All this weight on our backs, got no time for the front. Love, bitch, you know the vibe. Bitch, you know the vibe. This ain't overnight, put it over time. I'm in a class of my own. I get money, put food in the home of my baby mama. She's single, but she ain't alone. The foundation we set up is strong. 8,760 hours calculated in the 365. 10 years later, fruit of Timmy labor got me on top. If it wasn't for grinding, I know I'd be off. Know I'd be lost in the sauce, man. I know I'd be trapped in the jaws, belly of the beast. I know I'd be stuck in the city. My avenue out, it was chief. Pillow talking, never stop the real one. If you feel some peace, keep that that shit over there. I'm getting over here, tripping at work. I've been at it OD.
Okay, bitch, I feel like the go, yeah, I've been showing signs. Whoa, I keep it a bean, a rap gang, Kobe Bryant. 24-8, how I stay on the grind. 24-8, how I stay on the mind. Timeless, timeless, got a weird way of reminding me that one day I'ma die, yeah. I just be damned if I die here. Know for a fact I'ma die real. Homework gon' study how I did it. Goal is to die with my mind clear, so I go toe to toe with all my fears.
Singing, bitch, you know the vibe, bitch, you know the vibe. This ain't overnight, put in overtime. Whoa, bitch, you know the vibe, bitch, you know the vibe. True fright in your eyes, why you so surprised?
That was Overtime by Chuck Indigo featuring Tim Gent off of Indigo Cafe. There may be some recency bias. That record came out on Friday as we record this.
December 6th.
But man, I love that. I love that whole record. Nashville hip hop, you know, Nashville has had a decent hip hop scene, you know. But I feel like it is really, really growing right now.
Yeah.
And that song features Tim Gent, a fellow, you know, Nashville rapper, as well as Brian Brown on another track on that record,
who I've
played on the show before.
Yeah, yeah.
So Indigo Cafe came out on Friday.
This is a highlights episode.
It's not the end of the year yet. So
it's true.
And so Chuck Indigo, he is a rapper and also a neo soul singer. He'll sing and he'll also rap, but he's a very good rapper. Like I hear like Kendrick Lamar flow in that.
Wow.
And like, you know, that feels very West Coast in a way. Maybe that's kind of the jazz beat, like the jazz instrumental in the back. But man, it is a stone cold groove. Like it just takes you there.
Yeah, yeah. There's some weird instrumentation going on at the end, mm-hmm. particularly like some really nice effects there, pretty warbly. I will admit I did a terrible job of paying attention to the lyrics, even though I just said I was a lyrics person, but I have a feeling that there's some very insightful pieces in there
from
both people.
So, absolutely.
I do love that the rap scene and the hip hop scene seems to be getting, I guess I would call it stability.
Yes.
Like it seemed so fragmented for so long, and now it kind of feels like because of the pop scene, maybe, I don't know, something is causing it to like coalesce a little bit.
And there is a effort going on to kind of mix those worlds. There is a, I want to say, quarterly showcase. It's called Culture Clash that pairs pop artists with local MCs, and they collaborate together on stage. It's a really interesting, really cool thing. I have seen a lot of pop singles come out this year where it's had features from local rappers. Jade Million put out a single with Daisha McBride. I've seen Chris Joe put out a single with Tim Gent. So there's definitely crossover happening. And I really want Nashville's hip hop scene to like turn into a thing and turn into a centralized thing, because it has been fragmented. It has been like, oh, well, like Starlito's doing his own thing and he has his crew, or like Mike Floss has his crew and he's doing his own thing, and you know, he's here, then he's in New York, then he's here. Like it's very fragmented. And
yeah.
I love seeing that like Tim Gent and Brian Brown and Chuck Indigo like all working together, you know?
Right.
Like I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I hope that somehow the internet is making this happen. The internet needs more good things to be said about it.
Yes.
But I feel like being able to put your single out everywhere with like no effort whatsoever. It's so easy to get your music everywhere now.
Yeah.
That's hopefully going to help spread the word and just make it all that much more accessible.
Absolutely.
Maybe it wasn't a problem before. Maybe I'm just wildly speculating incorrectly, but that's cool. Chuck Indigo, I will check out the full record. I love the cover art.
Yep.
Very simple photography and some nice typography.
Ooh.
All right. So I'm going to play my final highlight for 2019. I will say, there really, really is a long list of songs that I wanted to play. I struggled a lot to pick just 8, as I know Lance did as well. So while this is my final pick for this episode, know if you feel bummed that you were not included, I like what you're doing. You're doing a great thing.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job. I promise. Okay, here's my final selection. right. That was Haynes Manor from Rich Ruth off of the album Calming Signals. Now, the reason that I picked this is because, one, it is instrumental music, which again is not a Nashville thing.
Like, no.
Not known for making instrumental music.
Yeah, unless you're William Tyler.
Yeah, and even that is very guitar-based.
Yeah.
This is very much so not that. Again, it's a little crowdy if you listen to the episode. First episode, I'm very into that sort of noise. But yeah, I think it's a beautiful record. I think it's a really good listen. Like, if we're talking about albums that help you concentrate or albums that help you put you in a place, this definitely does that. Just that in and of itself. It's a great sounding record.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it has a really interesting backstory. Rich Ruth has played in a bunch of instrumental and ambient bands over the years, but this was like a solo record that he was working on, and then he got carjacked, and then that influenced where he went with the record. Like, the record is supposed to be, let's see, what does it say here? Calming signals is a term that refers to the way dogs communicate stress and use certain mechanisms to calm themselves or reset.
Huh.
So if you're carjacked, there's going to be a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety that you carry around from that. I mean, one would assume. And then to make an ambient instrumental record that kind of expresses that is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it is like a very withdrawn record. Like, that track that we just heard has a lot of energy, and it's like very much upfront with its instrumental nature. I'm not articulating that well, but it's not in the background. That song is not in the background, and I don't think the album is in the background either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason that I loved it. Third, there is a strong instrumental scene in Nashville, an electronic scene. There's tons of good bands doing weird and interesting stuff. I have a list here. We mentioned Makeup and Vanity Set earlier. Adrian Frank is doing really cool things. PK Waves. There's a band called Tan that's doing some amazing like disco music.
Sugar Skulls.
Yeah. It's a long list.
It's a long list,
And Nashville's not known for it, but we got it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, Circuit Breaker Fall has been going on for what? Like 4 or 5 years at least. And yeah, there's Nashville has a ton of that. You just don't necessarily always see it in the streets.
No, and I think it's starting to come out.
Yeah.
Particularly over the last year, I felt like there have been a lot of events that have really focused on not just the Circuit Benders Ball, but other events like at the Bell Court. They did original instrumental compositions to old silent films.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hyacinth House is really interesting. They're doing a lot of great things. And I just feel like that scene is sort of bubbling up a little bit more. It's getting stronger in the same way that the hip hop scene is, I think.
Yeah.
And then lastly, this was released via Plant Life Records, which was founded by Ben Swank, who is one of the founders of Third Man Records.
I believe his title is Sergeant at Arms.
And, you know, whatever you feel about Third Man, it doesn't matter what you feel about Third Man. They have done a lot of good things for the city, and Ben Swank is a very interesting person to be selecting records to come out that aren't under the guise of Third Man. This is just his own thing.
Yeah.
And I think because of his association with Third Man, they can have a little bit more highlight to them. They can have a little bit more of a light shined on them, which is just good for everybody.
For sure, yeah.
So yeah, that's my final selection. I really wanted to play that 11-minute Makeup and Vanity Set song, but this Rich Ruth song, the album is beautiful. Every time the record comes on, I'm really into it, and it just like carries me through the day. Highly recommend it. The cover art's beautiful. It's on vinyl. You know, do it. Do the thing.
Yeah, do the thing.
Yeah, so now we're on to Lance's final selection, final highlight.
Yeah, although I will say I think this is probably my favorite local song of the year.
Are you giving this an actual accolade?
I am. I love this. Also, this is going to be very different from what you just heard, but this is a song where I had a hard time putting together my 8 songs for this episode because I just kept listening to this on repeat. I probably listened to it, I don't know, 35 times this week. Like, I love this song and this record.
Well, not to set your expectations too high, but here we go.
But too late.
Yeah, with the final selection.
He said he coming.
What did he say, when?
Look, that's him right there.
With that on?
What the f***?
Come on.
I thought I told you to dress low-key.
Hold up.
What you supposed to be, man?
I'm a ninja.
Oh, my God.
The fuck are you supposed to be?
Come through like Dracula, 1-2 Mike Macula. If I put her on something new, something accurate. Them dudes just acting us, don't be acting up. And let a good thing pass you up, I do everything passionate. Let me see something, wanna be one that you love. Wanna be one that you love. Come back it up and keep moving, back it up. Or keep moving, pack it up, can't add it up. I don't know if you mad or what, looking like like you don't laugh enough. It could be spectacular. I'ma reach that after ya. I'ma beat that vagina. Beat grand only like a priest that passed the blood. Then I see my teeth in. Then begin to pretend that we been. And from the jump, the best of friends. Then next to men, then bless them in. Go somewhere I wanna go. She don't wanna ride, then why I wanna try with a hoe? They don't know I died here before. Feel like I'm alive in the shows when I dive in a throat. I know many cry for this hoe, but then I never fly in the cold when I'm with a doe. Put her to the side, then I roll. You're fucking on my vibe in my scroll. I'm the one chose. Why they niggas wide in these hoes? Died in these hoes. Pussy be dried in a joke. Tell me something I wanna know. Ay, look me in my eye, let me know. Come through like Dracula, 1-2 Mike Macula. If I put her on, something new doesn't happen much. Sprung few, something lapping up. Got a bad bitch habit, they be acting up. But not me, I be tagging her. Then guys be like, what happened, what? When I seen her coming in, I had to fuck. Never met a woman that I had to duck. They all love my vernacular. I don't brag enough, like I don't back enough. If she come running back, I'ma tackle her. Then go Casper, yeah, unless she wanna wear a package up. We can make a little money, I can package up. I'll send you back where the action was. If it sound like a plan, I get down when I can. Let me rap with ya. She gon' choose, if any one of these hoes choose. I ain't never need no rules. Speed on cruise, I don't wanna lead on you. I just wanna lean on you. Now she want all the attention. Nah, bitch, ain't nothing being seen gon' prove. I ain't fucking with it, you ain't gon' move. Keep fucking with me, you ain't gon' lose. Back in the man, multitasking on them. I'ma need that in my hand. I'ma get back in advance. Ay, I'ma sit back when you dance, stacked in your pants. Looking for the one who can handle that. Sit fat when it stand. I'm exactly the man, Mac when I can. Then it's back to the plan.
You having fun?
No. This shit's boring.
Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying, it is. Can I get my Game Boy out the car? Please?
Take the keys and come right back. Hey.
What?
Come back.
That was Dracula by Petty. Petty is a incredibly prolific rapper. He put out 3 records this year. He usually puts out around like half a dozen EPs and LPs and mixtapes a year. He's been around since 2012. And that was a track off of Halloween, or Halloween. It's a Halloween record. He has previously put out a Christmas record. So he's like really down to like put out like a seasonal record. And what's really interesting about Halloween is it pulls off this like hat trick of it is a concept record. It tells a story. Like the story is a kid. He has this fascination with getting his palm read. He likes seeing his future, and he gets this spooky warning, and his trajectory intersects with this crew who are going to rob a party, and it goes terribly wrong. And it's telling these two like really interesting stories. All of the voices that you heard before and after the song are professional actors. They were directed by Petty himself. Petty produced several of the songs on the record. They are all named after like horror tropes like Exorcist, It, Silent Hill, Candyman, for Candyman. So it tells a story. The rapping never suffers. The acting is fantastic. It has like what you would call skits that I never want to skip because they are really well acted and really interesting. And it's never corny. It's a Halloween record that's never corny. You can hear a lot of like grave diggers in it, but it never goes like way overboard with the Halloweeniness. It is a really cool, awesome record that I've been loving since it dropped in October.
The podcast audience can't see me right now, but I'm beaming at this because 1, didn't know it existed. 2, it's a Halloween record.
Yes.
And 3, that track was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the rest of it is fantastic as well. And your review there really just sells it even more, like making me want to just really dive into it immediately. That's phenomenal. I'm really ashamed that I have not heard of this until this late in the year. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's really tremendous work, and I'm so excited this is happening in Nashville. Like,
yeah.
You know, I was talking about it a little before, like, I think Nashville's hip-hop scene is starting to really grow, and starting to, like, really start to, like, build this big basis, and I think Petty is a huge part of that.
I mean, if we're putting out concept records about Halloween, and they're legit good,
yeah,
this is not a Boo Dudes record.
No, this is not a Boo Dudes record. I love the Boo Dudes, but they are, like, tongue-in-cheek. This is a very serious record. This is a very serious record about like mental health,
yeah,
you know, and violence and grief, and it's so good. I heard somebody tweeted this at Jordan Peele, they were like, yeah, you need to listen to this. And I don't know if he did, but like, this is much more of like Get Out than Us. But yeah, right. It's, I hope that Jordan Peele listened to it, because I think it'd be way up his alley too.
Yeah, I think we should all listen to it.
Yeah.
Every single one of us should check this out. I mean, we did a great job of saying this was a highlights episode, yeah. But you made special care to say that this is a favorite of the year.
This is something that I just could not put down at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, that does it for our highlights episode. That's 16 tracks between the two of us covering a year. Not nearly enough.
No.
I mean, I feel bad because there really is just, there's so much music.
There's so much music.
This kind of filter is just ridiculous because there are so many records that are wonderful. And I honestly, 100%, this is not a lie, I mostly listen to local music now. In order to produce the show on a weekly basis, I mostly listen to local music, and I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. I feel like it's a really rich scene, and there really is so much good stuff. Nashville's kicking ass, and I think we will continue to kick ass into 2020.
Yeah, I hope so.
So thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
Making selections and sharing all that with us. Really appreciate it. That's going to be it for the highlights episodes. Will there be more We Own This Town music in 2019? Maybe.
Ooh.
I don't know what I'm going to be doing during the break, but I know that there's more music to play. And I recall last year, several records came out in the tiny bit of time after Christmas. People released records after Christmas, which blew my mind, and it really upset me because they're not going to get on the best of or the highlights episodes for the following year. They're not going to be included on anything for the prior year. They're just lost records.
Yeah. Bands and artists in the world just... If you're going to put out a record on December 26th, just save it for January.
Yeah, just save it for January, please. Yeah, that happened to multiple artists. I can think of multiple records right now that came out in 2018, but not really.
Yeah.
Bummer. Okay, so as we said last time and the time before, take some time during this holiday season to kick back and do nothing. You have earned it. Please allow yourself to relax and just do nothing. I don't know why I keep pressing that point, but I feel like everyone really just needs a break.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you so much. We will be back sometime soon.
Yeah.
And Lance will be back, because I love having Lance on here.
Hey, love being
here. Educates me on so many things. Hit us up at weownthistown.net. Hit us up at weownthistown on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Find Lance
at Lanceco on Instagram, Twitter. If you want to look at my old Flickr photos, as we mentioned on the last episode, I'm also at Lanceco there.
Yeah, Lanceco. Easy to remember. Wonderful to look at. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you all next time. Goodbye.
Peace.